King salmon on the Kuskokwim River are not meeting escapement goals. Despite a great fish season of fishing, Alaska Fish and Game says only a fraction of kings are making it to their spawning grounds. Local residents and area biologists are wondering if high energy prices are to blame. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
All season long, the Kuskokwim King Run looked great. Subsistence fishers reported catching plenty of kings, and big ones too. At the same time, state biologists sampling the river recorded healthy numbers around the Bethel area, located at the lower end of the river. Given the early figures, Alaska Fish and Game expected to see kings reach Kuskokwim tributary rivers in large quantities. Biologist Doug Molyneux.
You think we probably would do pretty good with escapement based on how the Bethel test fish played out there. But that's not how the story has been unfolding.
Escapement on the Guithluk River is now on par to be the second lowest in recorded history, and the same could be said about the Tuluksac River. Of all the watersheds Fish and Game monitors, only the upper Holitna is likely to meet escapement goals this year. Molyneux said the results are puzzling.
Seem to be missing fish. Where might those fish be missing from?
Molyneux presented that question to the Kuskokwim Salmon Working Group. The group consists of representatives from up and down the river, along with commercial and sport reps as well. The group makes management recommendations for Fish and Game. Molyneux listed several factors that could play a part in the disappointing numbers, but he emphasized that the actual cause is yet unknown. The run was late, and the water is colder than usual. Temperatures in the Kuskokwim have been on the low side all summer, but lately they've been near historical lows. But Bethel test fishery numbers show that almost all the kings have already passed through the Kuskokwim, and while cold water does slow gonad development and can push back spawning, Molyneux says that would not account for such a rapid drop-off.
Yes, the run was late. Yes, there's still some king salmon coming in, but do we expect it to rise very much above that 2,000 line? Probably not.
Molyneux told the working group he suspects many of the kings ended up on fish racks along the river. Before detailing the numbers, he questioned representatives about how subsistence harvests compared to previous years. Tuntutuliak is located on the Kuskokwim Bay. From there, Henry Loopy says people have been making an extra effort to put fish away.
Same thing with me. I'm putting away a lot more fish than years before.
A little farther upriver, Mike Williams Sr. of Akiak says as fuel prices go up in his village, more fish goes up too.
Our dependence on the subsistence fish is very, very important, more important than ever before.
And much farther upriver in the tiny village of Crooked Creek, where gas is selling for $7.30 a gallon, Evelyn Thomas says people are trying to fill up their freezers.
You know, the cost of fuel goes up as it comes up the river, so yes, there are more people taking more fish.
There is just one local store in Crooked Creek, and they must have their supplies barged up before freeze-up. As high fuel prices have pushed up freight charges, Thomas says the local store may not be able to buy as much food this year.
We know we're going to have a tough winter.
Thomas says that subsistence fishers will be going after silver salmon in a big way this year. That's unusual. Also known as cohos, that run arrives later in the season and is typically exploited for commercial use. But high fuel prices are affecting that fishery as well. Typically, there are two processors that come out for the coho run, but only one has shown up so far. That's Coastal Villages Seafood. Their fisheries manager, Joe Hall, said without the other company in town, the overall processing capacity has already been limited.
Normally, there's two buyers in Bethel. There's four cranes running. We had two cranes running since we were the only buyer and pretty much similar amount of permits.
Hall says that means they will have to reduce the numbers that those commercial permit holders can bring into their docks and tenders.
Once we do open the river, we need to go with a 3-day-a-week instead of a 4-day-a-week.
Hall is also recommending reducing the commercial openings from 6 hours down to 3. While commercial numbers are easier for Fish and Game to calculate, subsistence numbers are gathered from surveys. Those surveys won't be completed until later this year, and that's when the department will have a better understanding of where all the Kuskokwim kings went this year. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.